yet again. And this is another conversation, by the way. We have to start talking about, I don't think we've plumbed the depths of what it means for every aspect of this society to have been so thoroughly infiltrated. And I didn't know, see, you don't know this until you are subjected to it. And that is a problem. I don't know whether I'm asking folks to take it on just on trust that everything is artificial, constructed about this world we live in. These guys are so super anal, they leave nothing to chance. And it is an eye-opener to realize that someone who is not a public figure can be subjected to this degree of intense harassment and scrutiny. It is an eye-opener, but it does confirm that the level of infiltration into our lives, and I mean that in the collective hour, not that your personal life, except to the degree that where you interface with public speech, there is intense infiltration. And what does that mean? To know that nothing is real, is true, is authentic. In the public speech is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people's personal relations. I'm talking about the public world in which they maintain exclusive hold on our thoughts, on what we are allowed to hear and think. What does it mean that it's almost guaranteed that, and I'm actually going to talk about this. Let's just merge right into this next section. But I do want to emphasize that we need to think about this. Think about this question of the insidiousness of omnipresent, widespread infiltration by folks who are paid to help perpetuate illusions about the world we live in. Or I should say, perpetuate an illusory sense of the political system that we live in. An illusory sense of it being a democracy or that we have freedom of speech. All of that completely false.